理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, students, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Vance.
And I'm Rachel, and thank you for joining us for today's lesson. We're going to be reading The Diary of a Teacher. And we're going to meet a wonderful lady named Ruth Leo, and she's a teacher who spent quite a bit of time in New Zealand.
That's right. Our article's titled Impressions of St. Peter's School. So we're going to be looking at her thoughts or her insights into this school.
And we're going to be experiencing some of the things that she experienced through her diary. So let's get right into our lesson. Open your magazines to page 32, and we'll begin reading in line 1.
Impressions of St. Peter's School. Insights into life at a New Zealand boarding school. St. Peter's School, Cambridge.Located on a beautiful 100-acre campus, St. Peter's is an independent co-educational school with students from grades 7 to 13. Of the 1,000 students who attend this school, 430 of them board here, and 60 students come from abroad. Diary. As my host drove me through the gate at St. Peter's School, my first thought was that this must be a school for royalty.Fields of green grass surrounded us as we made our way up the long driveway lined with gigantic trees. As I walked around the school, the different colored shirts of the school uniforms, according to grade, caught my attention. Both the boys and the girls looked very smart. The international student manager, Roseanne, told me that the rules for both dress and behavior are very strict.No form of physical contact between boys and girls is allowed on campus. I think this rule is great because students come to learn, not socialize. The boys' boarding houses are across the campus from the girls' houses. The younger students share bedrooms, while students in years 12 and 13 have their own rooms. I feel the design is really good because younger students need support and older students need their space.Hi, students, and welcome back. Please look at the deck here. It says, Insights into Life at a New Zealand Boarding School. Now, notice that's not a boring school, right, Rachel? It's a boarding school.
That's right. Now, it might be a boring boarding school, but I don't think it is. I think it's probably a great boarding school. And again, if you go to a boarding school, then you live there at the school. You board or stay at the school.And this school is located in New Zealand, a very beautiful country.
That's right. It says it's located on a beautiful 100-acre campus. It sounds like a great place to run and really enjoy life. 100 acres is a lot of land.
It sure is. And this teacher, Ruth Leo, was able to go to this boarding school in New Zealand. And if you'd like to read the story of how that happened, you can look at the left-hand side of your magazine on page 32 and read about how she spent 6 weeks in New Zealand. And she was sponsored by Studio Classroom and the New Zealand Trade Development Center. So this was an incredible opportunity for her, and she was able to go to this school in St. Peter's School in Cambridge.
That's right. Now, our first sentence talks about St. Peter's as being a co-educational school with students in grades 7 to 13. Now, co-educational is one of our key words. It just means that girls and boys study together.
That's right. And at a lot of boarding schools, it's not co-educational. Some of them are just for boys or just for girls, but this school is for both. And so it's a co-educational school and it's a high school. I guess we would say it's junior high and high school since it's grades 7 through 13, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, grade 13. In the United States, we don't have a grade 13. We stop at grade 12.
I'm sure glad we do. They have an extra grade. But let's learn a little bit more about this school. There are 1,000 students, or probably approximately 1,000 students, who attend the school, and 430 of them board there. So I guess, you know, not all of them might live at the school, but when we usually think of a boarding school, we know that at least some of the students live right there, right next to the school.
That's right. So about half of these students board there. The other half probably travel from nearby neighborhoods. They're probably living nearby.
And about 60 of those students come from abroad. So not all of them are from New Zealand. They might come from different countries in Asia. If you come from abroad, you come from a different country.
That's right. So not too many of these students come from abroad. Out of 1,000 students, only 60 of them. Students, I guess you should go there because there's plenty of room for you.
That's right. And if you look at the pictures, wow, I'm so amazed at the amount of space and the beautiful green grass. There are some beautiful pictures in our magazine of the campus of this school. So I hope you'll check those out as well.
That's right. The next section of this article is titled The Diary, and we're talking about some of Ruth's thoughts here as she drove through the gates at St. Peter's School. She said she thought it was a school for royalty, or her first impression was that it was a school for royalty. It looked like a place that kings and queens might study at.
That's really interesting. I can kind of imagine her pulling up to this big gate, and usually a gate is for, like you say, like at a castle or something. When they open the big gate, you might feel like royalty. And that was her first thought. So she was quite impressed with how beautiful it was. She sees some fields of green grass, and she probably was just amazed at how well kept up and the maintenance of this place. It was just wonderful.
You know, I'm a bit envious, actually, reading about these fields of green grass living in a big city. We don't get to see those big fields very often. Notice this verb phrase here, made their way or made our way up the long driveway. We usually think of that as kind of going slowly, not directly, not quickly.
That's right. And it took a while, didn't it? They had to make their way up the long driveway. They didn't just appear at the school. They had to drive up the driveway. And that's maybe also why she felt like she was approaching royalty or a really wonderful place.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, notice that this driveway is lined with gigantic trees. Gigantic trees are huge trees. They're very large trees. And if the driveway is lined with these trees, it means there are trees in a line on both sides of the driveway, so you kind of get this shelter from the trees.
That's right. I'm sure it's beautiful to see. Well, students, we need to visit the chat room right now, and then we're going to take a break, but we will be right back, so don't go away. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicki.
And I'm Ken.
And in today's lesson, we talked about St. Peter's School in New Zealand, and we learned that this is not an ordinary school, but a boarding school.
So what's so special about a boarding school?
Well, Ken, the word board means to receive meals and lodging. We sometimes hear the phrase room and board, which refers to lodging and meals. So a boarding school, unlike a day school, is a school that provides food and lodging for its students. In the U.S., most boarding schools are private schools. They usually have several separate residential houses or dorms for their boarders.
什么是 boarding school? Board 可以表示伙食、膳食。片语 room and board 指的是住宿与伙食。所以有别于 day school 白天才开放的学校, boarding school 指的是寄宿学校。 Boarding school 一定有 dorm 宿舍。 而就读 boarding school 的学生叫做 boarder 寄宿生。 Vicki, what about a prep school? Is that the same as a boarding school?
Well, Ken, a prep school or preparatory school can be a boarding school, but as the name suggests, a prep school's main function is to prepare students for college. In the U.S., prep schools are usually private secondary schools that prepare students for college.
Prep school 是 preparatory school 的缩写，意思是预备学校。 在美国许多的 prep schools 都是昂贵的私立寄宿学校，学生一般来自中上流家庭，学校的任务就是要 prepare 学生能够进入著名的大学。
Well, let's take a short break, everyone. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi, students. Welcome back. We're on page 33, line 4. Now, before the break, we talked about Miss Liu's first impressions of St. Peter's School, how she noticed all of the grass, the beautiful trees. We're going to go inside the school now. It says as she walked through the school, she noticed the different colored shirts of the school uniforms according to a grade, and that really caught her attention.
That's right. It caught her attention. If something catches your attention, then you notice it. You notice it right away. And notice that each grade at the school wears a different color of uniform. So I'm sure it looks pretty striking when you see all the different colors. And right away, you can tell who is in what grade if you know what color is with what grade.
That's right. Grade 7 to 13 all have different colors. I wonder what grade 13 gets. Probably black, right?
That's right. No, I hope by that time they get to maybe choose their own color or something.
Well, it says both the boys and the girls looked very smart. Now, you might think that this refers to their intelligence or the fact that they look kind of bright, but actually, it's more like stylish and attractive. This meaning of smart means they look attractive.
That's right. They look very chic or, like he said, stylish. Or we also think of the word elegant. So students, for example, if you go to a job interview, you will want to dress smartly. You will want to dress in a way that makes you look like you know what you're doing, that you're confident, and that you are also very neat in your appearance.
I know people that are dressed smartly also look smart, right? It says the international student manager, Roseanne, told me that the rules for both dress and behavior are very strict, so there are limits on the freedom for what the students can do here, and probably some strict punishment if they break those rules.
That's true. So they have a dress code and they have some strict rules, and she gives us an example of one of these strict rules, and that means that you can't have physical contact between boys and girls. One of the rules is that there's no physical contact allowed on campus. Now, when we talk about physical contact, we're usually just talking about guys and girls touching each other or doing something where they are physically touching.
Right. We can imagine that obviously no kissing or hugging, but do you think it extends to handshakes? Is that all completely forbidden?
Well, it sounds like there's no physical contact, so maybe even holding hands or something. I'm not sure, but it does sound like the rules are quite strict, so I wouldn't be surprised.
No dating at this school.
Maybe. Well, students, if you don't like that kind of rule, then this probably isn't the right place for you. But I do think that Ruth is able to see that this rule is beneficial at this place because the students do come to learn, not socialize. And I'm sure they still do get to talk a lot with their friends, but they do need to act appropriately and not do something that's against the rules.
That's right, Rachel. And probably an education at the school costs their parents a lot of money, and it probably makes a lot more sense for them to focus on their schoolwork, to focus on their academics.
Instead of socialize. And socialize is one of our more information words, and students, if you like to socialize, then you just like to talk and hang out with other people. And a lot of people like to socialize instead of study, a lot of our students probably. And I know when I was in college, I also liked to socialize.
I remember many high school teachers saying no socializing to our classes if they got a little too chatty.
That's right, because what are you in school for? You're in school to learn, and I guess that's what this school is all about. Well, let's learn a little bit about the boarding houses. Remember before the break, we said that you can board at the school, which means you actually live there. You don't live with your parents, you live at the school. And the boys' boarding houses are across the campus from the girls' houses. So this is another way they don't let the boys and the girls come into physical contact with each other. They keep them in separate places.
Right. If you're a boy and you want to sneak over to the girls' boarding house, you have to go all the way across campus. And that's time off on, right?
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. And we also read decided on that the younger students share bedrooms, while students in years 12 and 13 have their own rooms. I think that's great then, Vance, because by the time you get to grade 13, you deserve your own room.
That's right. Our writer says that she feels the design is really good because younger students need support and older students need their space. Well, I think these older students need their space, but they also need some privacy to focus on their schoolwork.
That's true. And if you need some space, you need your own space, and that means you do want your privacy, and you don't want people around you all the time. So I think this is also a good phrase to learn. Sometimes we might say, I need some space here, and that means don't get in my space, don't bother me. I want some time to myself. Well, students, right now we have something very interesting for you to listen to. We actually have an interview with Ruth Leo, so let's listen to what she says about the school.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ruth, and I'm an English teacher from Zhongshan Girls High School. Have you ever visited a boarding school? Well, you have probably seen boarding schools in movies and read about them in books, but do you know what it's really like to live in there? Well, if you are a boarder at St. Peter's School, you will find that you have to get up at 6:30 in the morning, take a shower, and get dressed. At 7 o'clock, the prefect of the school, who is the student leader of the house, will come and see whether you are dressed appropriately and whether your room is clean. If you pass the inspection, you can go and have your breakfast. After breakfast, students will come back to the boarding house and do some house cleaning, such as cleaning the kitchen, wiping the floors, and vacuuming the floor. After that, the students will go for their first class. The first class starts at 8:15, and all the students should be out of the boarding house during the school hours. If you are caught in the boarding house during your school hours, then you will get into trouble. Classes end at 3:20 in the afternoon, and most of the students participate in either sports or cultural extracurricular activities after school. Most of the students participate in the activities at least 4 times a week. After the activity, it's time for dinner. Dinner is served at 5 o'clock, and dinner at St. Peter's is delicious and very nice. There are always many kinds of dishes for you to choose from, such as steaks, hamburgers, pasta, and rice. There are also many kinds of salads and fruits for you to choose from. After dinner, students usually go straight back to their dormitory and get ready for the night study period. The night study period is from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. During this time, students will sit at their desk studying, and there will be tutors supervising them. If you are a younger student, then bedtime is at 9:30 for you. If you are older, you have to go to bed at 10:30, the latest. After learning about the daily routine of boarders at St. Peter's, what do you think about it? Do you think it's too strict? I have interviewed many students at St. Peter's, and they told me that they actually enjoy it a lot. They think that because they lead such a structured and organized life at St. Peter's, that they live every day to the fullest. Some of the students tell me that what they really enjoy about St. Peter's is that they get to make so many close friends. Because they live at school, they spend a lot of time with their friends, and they join the activities together. They feel that they form such close relationship with their friends there that St. Peter's is just like their home away from home. Well, I hope you enjoy learning about life at St. Peter's. I'll share more with you about it tomorrow.
I'm so excited to be here in New Zealand to learn about this school, and that way I'll be a better teacher in Asia. Look at this place. It looks like it's fit for royalty. That's why I'm wearing this crown. I'm hoping to meet some princes or princesses while I'm here.
Hi.
Hello. Are you a princess?
Oh, no. I'm a student here at St. Peter's.
Oh, well, you look very smart.
Thank you. I am smart. I always get good grades.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I meant your uniform looks very nice and tidy.
And it's very colorful, too.
It is.
Every color is for a different grade, so you'll see students wearing all different color uniforms.
nice. So, do you live here on campus?
I sure do. I live over there in the girls' housing.
Oh, well, what about the boys?
Oh, they live way over there in the boys' housing.
Wow.
You know, boys and girls are not allowed to have physical contact.
Well, that's probably smart.
It is smart. My teacher says that we're here to learn, not socialize.
That's good. But speaking of socializing, I think I see a prince. Nice to meet you. Yoo-hoo, Your Majesty. Hello.
That's not a prince. That's the principal.
Co-educational. I used to go to an all-boys school, but now I go to a co-educational school with both boys and girls. Make one's way. John made his way through the crowd of people to get to his friend at the front of the theater. Smart. Josephine has beautiful clothes and always looks smart when she gets dressed for work. Need some space. I am around many people all day long, so I live alone because I need some space.
Hi everyone, I'm Shao. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 co-educational 这个形容词。co 这个字首有一起的意思 ，educational 是指教学的或教育上的。所以 co-educational 是指男生女生一起教育的，也就是男女合校的，简称为 co-ed。co 中间加上连接号，后面再加上 ed。例如 ，girls seem to perform better academically in all-girls schools as opposed to co-ed ones。女生在女校的学业表现似乎比男女同校的学校好。接下来我们看的是 make one's way or someone's way 这个成语。这个成语是指去或到达某个地方，后面加上介系词，再加上地点。例如 ，The mountaineers made their way to the peak in the middle of a rainstorm。这些登山客在暴雨之中到达了山顶。Make one's way 也指人生或事业到达某种成就。例如 ，Shelley is ready to make her own way in Hollywood。Shelley 已经预备好在好莱坞大放光彩。最后我们看的是 socialize 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 social 社交的这个形容词，所以 socialize 是指参与社交或交际。例如 ，A good salesperson needs to learn how to socialize with his or her customers。好的业务员要学习如何和客户交际，或者是 Vince spends too much time socializing at school. He needs to pay more attention to his studies. Vince 在学校花太多时间在交际，他得多注重他的课业。And that's all for today's language tips. Bye-bye, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Impressions of St. Peter's School. Insights into life at a New Zealand boarding school. St. Peter's School, Cambridge. Located on a beautiful 100-acre campus, St. Peter's is an independent co-educational school with students from grades 7 to 13. Of the 1,000 students who attend this school, 430 of them board here, and 60 students come from abroad. Diary. As my host drove me through the gate at St. Peter's School, my first thought was that this must be a school for royalty. Fields of green grass surrounded us as we made our way up the long driveway lined with gigantic trees. As I walked around the school, the different colored shirts of the school uniforms, according to grade, caught my attention. Both the boys and the girls looked very smart. The international student manager, Roseanne, told me that the rules for both dress and behavior are very strict. No form of physical contact between boys and girls is allowed on campus. I think this rule is great because students come to learn, not socialize. The boys' boarding houses are across the campus from the girls' houses. The younger students share bedrooms, while students in years 12 and 13 have their own rooms. I feel the design is really good because younger students need support and older students need their space. Well, students, thank you for studying with us today. We're going to read some more from Ruth's diary tomorrow, so please come back and join us then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.